Show, Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. Joining us this morning, the Vice Chair of the Montana Board of Public Education and a candidate for Superintendent of Public Instruction, Susie Hadlin.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Thanks for joining us.
So what would possess you to run for this job?
It's a very important job, and I have worked there. I have the experience, and I'm ready to jump in there and make it happen.
Now, did you work for OPI at one point?
Yes, I was the deputy at one point.
Okay. Right. And now you're the superintendent in Townsend.
Correct. I've been there for 3 years and love it.
So now you've seen both sides of the ledger.
Yes. I've worked in our small rural schools across the state to our AA districts as a teacher, principal, and superintendent.
All right. So if you get the top slot, what do you plan to do with it?
I really want to make sure we bring education back to basics, put parents and students first, and keep our schools safe.
So tell me how you're going to do. First of all, tell me what that really means.
Yeah, you bet. So in the elementary schools, especially in those early years, I really want to make sure we're focusing on reading and math. We have plenty of work to do in that area, and we need to focus in on that and not work, bring other things into the school that's encroaching on family values.
Like what would that be?
So there's a lot of conversation about DEI and some of these other things, CRT, that families are uncomfortable with. And I'm really about transparency. I believe that parents have a right to know what their students are learning.
Are you an advocate, since you are a superintendent in a district, are you an advocate of the district having the position to deal with these things as opposed to a mandate from the OPI?
I believe in local control for sure.
Okay. All right.
Our schools are so unique across Montana that's critical in our state. So
I'm not trying to trick you here. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very important. I think that, we have to rely on our local school boards to make the decisions that's best for each community. So,
well, you've got quite a diverse set of school districts here in Montana. You've got the AA schools and our highest population areas that are growing like crazy. And you have the smaller Class B districts that are actually shrinking. How do you deal with both?
Yeah, there's a lot of movement. I think that, we just need to highlight the things that are working really well and support all the schools. You know, that's what I'm really excited about running for the Office of Public Instruction, is making sure that all of our public schools are as strong as they can be, because you may be many miles from another school, when I was in Grass Range, for example. But one of the things I'm also really excited about that Kalispell is doing a great job of is our career and technical opportunities and building up more opportunities for our high school students that are relevant to our industry. So the ag program here, for example, is top notch.
Well, that ag program's been around since I was before I was born. A lot of my friends when I went to Flathead were in the ag program, and they're farmers around here now. And so that's not a new program, but the PACE program that they're trying to put in at Flathead High School and the, I'm trying to think of what it is up at Glacier. These are two schools that were made possible by the charter school bill that passed the legislature. They can't get this through OPI to get it open. What's the problem?
So there was a determination needing to be made on whether they had to go through a whole new school opening process or not. So where I really was interested is, this is not brand new. We've had public charter schools in Montana for a while. This was kind of a new program, but Bozeman Public Charter School has been open for quite a long time. So what I did is went back and looked at how that worked, and they did not have to go through that process when they were established. So I felt like that precedent was set.
And that was a school.
Yeah. Now you're at odds then with our current superintendent of public instruction on that point.
Well, we had, I made that statement, was kind of my opinion on when I did the research on that. I felt like, because they are already established school districts and they're part of current public schools. So that is how I voted on that just last week.
So. Just last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you have charter schools there in the Townsend School District?
No, we do not. Okay. We did apply for the Advanced Opportunities and Transformational Learning Grants, which are kind of a segue to head mm-hmm. in that direction and try some new things with more online learning and more out-of-the-box thinking. Like I said, making sure that we get students not just sitting in a classroom, but we get them an opportunity to be in an apprenticeship, on-the-job experience.
Let's talk about something you've had to deal with on both sides in your career, and that is funding. Are you passing levies in Townsend?
No, not currently. I was very fiscally responsible with our COVID funds, and we're able to balance our budget. Things are tight right now, but we did build a new school just a few years back, and I would not request any more of our taxpayers at this time. Not going to try to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the dichotomies in funding our schools. Now, if you're wondering why I know more about this, is my wife did exactly what you were doing back in 1980. She ran for state superintendent. So I kind of have a little bit of a perspective here. I wasn't married to her when she did it. She wasn't married when she did it.
That's
a very difficult statewide campaign, and I know you're in that. And so I'm trying to help you define yourself. So what we have here is we built a school just 4 or 5 years ago here. Did a bond issue for it, and everything's fine, big, beautiful school and everything. And then when it came to staffing that school, we had to come up with the money for staffing the school, and there was no help from that from the state. Did you run into that in Townsend?
Some of the things we run into, and I saw Bozeman with their beautiful new high school had this issue as well, is all the new square footage. You know, you have to think of all the maintenance costs and trying to find custodians and folks like that right now is very challenging. And then the funding for all the additional resources that you have to put into that is definitely a challenge. So we have work to do in school funding. We have a decade-old model that is not working, and we have teacher pay issues, but I'm excited about tackling that and working with the governor's office and our legislators to work on a new funding formula for schools in Montana that's coming up. And we are implementing things and expanding. The governor just expanded the TEACH Act, which is really exciting. So,
it's one of the predecessors in that job, Denise Juno, she would tell us that she would lose sleep over having to go to the legislature and try to beg these guys for, you know, for money for the for her schools. And, I mean, she would just be sick to her stomach before she had to go. But she was successful in getting some. Are you prepared to be sick to your stomach and lose sleep?
I really appreciate my partnerships I have with the legislature, and I look forward to working with them. I have a lot of great support in my race right now. I'm endorsed by Gianforte Knutson. I have Congressman Zinke, Senator Daines, and just right here in town, I was able to visit with Senator Nolan and the Regeers yesterday. We're all working together. They're very great advocates for education, so I'm excited.
All right. Well, we sure wish you the very best. You've got a lot of touring around the state to do, And everybody tells us that's a trying thing, just being everywhere where you need to go. And you're still running the school district in Townsend.
Correct. Yeah, I'm lucky I have a very strong team and excellent teachers in Townsend, so that is helping out. But I appreciate this opportunity. SusieForSchools.com. Check out my Facebook page. I would appreciate everyone's support. This race is really important. I know we have a lot of big races going on right now that the spotlight's on, but this race is critical because we're talking about our future. And a lot of people also don't know that this position also holds a seat on the state land board. And we need to make sure that we maximize revenues in timber sales and other ways that bring in money to fund our school districts through school trust lands.
Now, that's a tough position to be on that land board, because a lot of people don't like the way that they're being taxed right out of their properties. So that's a tough one.
Yes, very important role.
Yeah, it is, very much so. And one that, as you say, a lot of people forget, that the Superintendent of Public Instruction is on that board.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on making the decision to go after this. There's probably a lot of repair work that needs to be done at that level with the, particularly the AA districts who have had some real issues with our current administration at OPI. So we sure wish you the very best in dealing with all that.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to chance. Like I said, I have great partnerships. I have strong relationships with many schools across the state, and I'm looking forward to collaborating with everyone and moving forward and tackling these issues. So, Susie Hedlund, looking forward to your support. Would love to be your next state superintendent.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Susie. Thank you so much. KGEZ 2020 News Time, 825.